Are we starting with the app idea? Are we starting with your baby?
Oh.
You have a baby?
Well, let's banter, and then I have a question about baby names.
Okay. Gang.
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
I have never spent more time with two bitches in my entire life than I am spending with you, and I have two sisters.
Same.
But we are shoulders deep on planning this live event, and yeah. So we have just been in meetings and meetings and meetings and
#meetings. Acquired Taste Live.
Yes. So this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany. That's Kathleen.
Hello.
Sam.
Yes.
We are officially sold out of passes for the live event this Sunday, but if you could not get them and you're super frustrated, first of all, we are really sorry and also super flattered. Also, fingers crossed, because we are planning on releasing the podcast from the live event as a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fingers crossed that audio will sound good. And so plan on hearing it, even if you couldn't be there. At least you can hear what happens or maybe doesn't happen. And we also plan on doing more. I mean, we just had a meeting today about that. So keep your fingers crossed.
You know, when you walk into a restaurant or just like a little boutique or something and you're like, yep, this feels at home. Like, I want my apartment to look like this.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about
the Ainsworth.
Yes, the Ainsworth. Oh my God, I had a mental fart.
It's because you've said their name 7 times in the last 20 minutes.
I know.
So you've used it up.
The Ainsworth in Hoboken. They have like Damask paper, wallpaper. Is that how you say it? Damask?
Damask.
Damask?
What the hell is Damask or Damask?
It's a print.
Oh, okay.
It's like a jacquard.
Sure. Because I know what that is too.
You sure do.
And they've got some chandeliers and I'm like, oh, if I could just move my bed in here.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the people who work there are being so incredibly nice. So even if you're not able to come to the live event, check them out, visit them. They're mm-hmm. so great. Their food is amazing and their decor. They have Damask wallpaper yeah. and chandeliers.
Damask.
Damask. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think it's Damesque.
Damesque.
If you're an interior designer, can you please tweet us at Acquired Podcast because we would like to know.
Yeah. Let us know how to pronounce that word.
Also, real quick backtrack to what happened 3 seconds before you pressed play. We're like, okay, how are we going to intro this podcast? Kathleen's like, let's just start with some funny banter.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So this is the banter time.
And then I mindlessly started it as if that explained anything. Just be entertaining and that'll start the podcast.
Do what you do.
I have a theory, guys. We've been spending a lot of time with each other.
Yes.
And I'm feeling really happy.
Really?
I'm like happier than I normally am.
Does this mean that you're an extrovert?
I'm taking my extrovert vitamins or something.
This is amazing. Does this mean you love us?
I think it means I love you.
Oh, we love you, Dad.
So
this is the nicest moment.
It's
of
a
my
good
day.
Sign because you're not the friends that you go on vacation with, and then after one day, you're like, "This was the biggest mistake of my life."
Right.
You're the friends that are like, "Yeah, this is gonna be a great week."
Yeah,
I'm so flattered. But Kathleen is one of those people who does like her alone time, so I feel like parallel of a cat coming on my lap that I couldn't get to play with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really carefully like, oh, it's so nice. Thank you. As I pet the cat that is Kathleen's emotions.
Don't freak it out.
No,
don't freak it out.
Everything's fine.
I had a cat photo shoot the other day.
Yes, you did.
And
was the cat taking the photos?
Yeah, he was. And boy, was he amazing. He was incredible. It was for the website Girls and Their Cats, which is a website about girls and their cats.
Wait, is it just girlsandtheircats.com?
Yeah.
Oh, why do I not know about this?
It's so great. And actually, it's actually a deeper thing that I really love. It is done by a fashion photographer named Brianne Wills, and her bread and butter comes from fashion photography, and her work is incredible. But then she does this work of photographing women and their cats who live in New York City because she was so tired of the stigma of crazy cat lady,
mm-hmm.
yes.
which when you think about it is actually just a very sexist notion.
Yeah. yeah.
Because if there's a dude in his cat, they never think like, oh, you must not be able to get a date.
There's no crazy cat bro.
Right. And so she wanted to sort of get rid of that stigma. And when I went on her website and started looking around at all of these young, trendy, beautiful, successful, creative, fun women
wow.
who had these lovely, quiet, beautiful relationships with their cats.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not embarrassed to be in this group anymore. You really need to check it out. Girlsandtheircats.com. And so, but to the point, I was like, I have two really chill cats. As soon as Brianne came in to start taking pictures, you would have thought I had electrocuted them and was running currents through, because they were like, they were skittish and freaked out and they weren't like, they just were not having it. Or I would pick Loki up and he loves to be held and he was just like, mom.
Oh my God.
So it's interesting the way that
they were in a bad hair day. They were embarrassed.
Isn't that the same thing that happens with like children or with your family? You're bringing a friend over to your family's house and you're like, okay, my family is really crazy. And like, maybe they say some things that are off color sometimes, like
dad's
just
a little
be warned.
Racist, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you bring your friend over for dinner and literally nothing funny happens or like nothing out of the sorts happens. And your friend's like, what are you talking about? You're
I've
crazy.
Never experienced that.
Your mom is, your mom is on a different planet, man.
She's
Sam.
Something else. Did I tell you guys? How you guys are familiar with the TV show Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, of course.
So we refer to my mom as Linda, the mother on the show. And other people have said that to me, so I'm not crazy. That's just her. She's me on crack.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So she saw us watching clips of it, and she goes, what are you talking about? That's not me. I'm not like that. And then we're like, Mom, I'm going to show you one scene, and you're going to realize that it's you. She goes, okay, fine. And we put on a scene where they say something, and they're like, don't tell Linda. And she goes, don't tell me what. And he goes, no offense, Linda, you can't keep a secret. And then it flashes back to a party, and she opens the door with a plate of food and goes, sorry we're late, Bob had diarrhea. And my mom was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Diarrhea is the best excuse ever not to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to ask you anymore about it.
And no one thinks you're going to admit it, so they don't think you're lying.
No, mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite qualities about some people.
I know.
I texted you guys yesterday.
That's what I was hinting at.
Okay, so I know this made Bethany really uncomfortable. And for a while in our group chat, nobody responded to me. I was like, oh man, guys, I really have to poop emoji and I'm in a conference call. What do I do? Do I take the phone into the bathroom? Sure enough, took that phone right into the bathroom. I couldn't hold it. Sometimes you can't hold it.
Did you put it on mute at least?
Yes, I had it on mute.
What if there was a mute malfunction? Because that wouldn't have been the first time where you thought you were on mute, say something during a conference call. Because that's a good portion of your time.
Yeah,
conference calls.
Of course.
And you got called out once for saying like, ugh, or something on a call.
Not only did I go number two while on a conference call, I also stopped to take a bathroom mirror selfie and then post it to my Insta story while on the conference call.
Wait, can I tell you? So on the Big Show, we once had a very huge international pop star, and this pop star brought their mother.
Cool.
And I went into the bathroom, and this pop star was with their mother in stall by stall. The two of them were in there, and the mother.
Oh my God.
They were like talking to each other, talk. And then the mother goes, and then dropped, and then went, oh God.
Oh my God.
And then they kept talking. So like, this was a common enough occurrence that said pop star in no way made fun of the mom or whatever.
Tell me with your eyes, who was it?
Oh.
And
that doesn't surprise me. Said pop star is very cool and down to earth.
Yeah, and so the mom just made the most horrible noises from her body and her mouth, and then the two just kept talking.
I didn't know
who it was because I hadn't seen the pop star's shoes yet.
Right.
And so then we went in and did the interview, and I saw the pop star's shoes and the mom's shoes, and I'm like, dun, dun, dun. Oh.
That's, I think everyone has in their family. I'm not that person. In no facet am I comfortable with something like that. But my youngest sister, who I will now say is the funny one of the family, it took me a long time to admit that because I have nothing else to hold on to, but she would leave the bathroom door open and she'd hear when someone was coming, so she'd already be in some kind of pose by the time you passed by. So I'd walk by the bathroom and she'd be like with one elbow on her knee and her fist on her chin, like staring at me.
While sitting on the toilet?
While sitting on the toilet.
Nice.
Like she welcomes it. That's just not what I
need. No, that time is sacred.
I almost never close the door.
I don't because I live alone.
Yeah.
You have a partner.
Yeah, I almost never close the door.
But doesn't that leave little, like, where does the romance come from?
That's a good question. I don't know, but do you ever get into these situations where you're in the, Bethany, you just have to get up and get it. But Sam, are you ever at home on the toilet and you run out of toilet paper and then you keep it in a different closet in the apartment and then you have to call somebody to toss you a roll?
I've never done that, but I have had to do the waddle walk because there's no, I thankfully don't have a system that I'm alone in my apartment during that time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a very mental clock as to when I'm alone or not. And that's when my system allows me to rid itself of the poison. Mm-hmm. Wait, so I had to like waddle. Like you have to stay in a squat. Otherwise you stand up and it's uncomfortable. So you stay in a squat and you like, you walk to the closet.
Yeah, you like crab walk.
Yeah, but you don't want your cheeks to like...
With your ass out.
Yeah, because you don't want to walk normally because then it creates more of a mess.
Right, and your pants are down. So you have to be careful.
Right.
You can't take long strides or you're going down.
I think we just discovered the new picture the audience naked thing. Picture them all waddle walking to the other side of the house to get toilet paper.
But make them be doing lobster claws at the same time so it looks like they're doing a lobster dance.
With no jest in their face. Just like, oh, I can't believe I ran out again.
No. Crap, we're all crap.
Oh my God, I'm picturing all sorts of people doing this right now. It's amazing.
Do you want to say what we were supposed to talk about today so people can appreciate how our minds are very, like, they're like, it's like a cage of butterflies in here. It's just all over the place. What was going to be the topic?
Well, speaking of pooping, my sister-in-law is having a baby. And I hear you often poop while you're giving birth.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
You go number two right in front of the doctors and
Jake,
the nurses.
Jake, what are you doing? I need my jacket. Where? This is bigger than you.
Thank you.
Say hi.
Bye, Jake.
Bye. I love all of you.
We love you too. Hi.
Where can people listening to the Acquired Taste podcast.
Where can people find you on social media?
On Instagram and on Twitter.
What
do you want
should they
say
look
your
for
handle?
A name?
Oh, at Jake the producer.
Get it.
Where can people find you? Hoboken.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Poor kid. It's like when my friend asked if I was going to be on Long Island anytime soon that I should tell people about. And I said, yeah. And he goes, where and when? And I said, I have a doctor's appointment. He's like, no, like an appearance. Like, oh, no.
I have to get this mole checked out.
I know.
Okay, so anyway, baby.
Okay. So she's having a baby. And I have a baby name that I'm afraid she's going to use. That's number one on my list.
Does she know what the name is in general?
She doesn't, because I haven't really told anyone.
Is it a popular name right now?
Medium popular.
Do you have... Wait, who is this?
My sister-in-law.
Can I guess something toward it?
You can try and guess. I'll never tell you.
You'll never tell me, and that's fine, but I do know. And this is for a baby girl or boy?
A girl. Okay. She's having a girl.
Okay. I do know Kathleen wants an Irish name.
I do want an Irish name.
Is it Saoirse Ronan?
It's Saoirse
Ronan.
Ronan Saoirse, to be really original.
Ronan Saoirse. Saoirse.
Okay. Is it the Afril? Web girl?
So am I allowed to like put dibs on a name?
Yeah.
And say, you cannot name your baby this? Because what if I have a kid one day and I never have a girl ever? And this is what she wanted to name her child.
Okay. No.
I'm not allowed to put dibs on the name?
No, but not for the reason that I think you think I'm going to say you can't.
Okay.
So.
What?
First of all, okay, so it's your brother and his wife?
My husband's brother and his wife.
So they don't have any common history with you, which reduces the likelihood that they're going to take the same name.
Okay.
Right? Or do you both love Frozen and you're afraid they're going to take Elsa?
Yeah, they're definitely going to take Elsa. Right now, my nieces want to name the baby girl on the way Snowflake.
Okay. So is there like, do you have a legitimate reason for worrying?
Yes, because the name is Irish and my sister-in-law is Welsh. So some of those names sort of come from the same pot and I'm afraid that they're going to use this name.
Saying the name or
she
is it going to be? And
she's one of these people who never tells until the baby is born.
Okay, so Sam, you think that you can call dibs.
I think you can call dibs. You're going to have to do it in the most pleading, because this is obviously very important to you.
It's so rude, but it's so important.
No, it's fine. I think if you have a close enough relationship with your brother-in-law, or Neil does, I would address it with him. Maybe this is wrong. Maybe I'm being wrong. Please tell me. But I would address it with him only because he's the blood relative rather than the wife. This name means so. If there really is a risk of her coming up with it on her own and you hit the most unfortunate lottery win ever,
yeah,
I would maybe bring it to his attention, be like, this is the lamest thing ever, but you know that baby ideas are happening for us, however you want to phrase it.
Yeah.
This is my treasure, and I have no idea what you guys want to call it, and I'm so excited, but please just, could it be anything but blank?
So I should tell her.
Him, no. Unless you're really close with her.
I'm very close with her.
Then maybe you could tell her.
Maybe I should say, okay, I will tell you guys this. My favorite baby name for a girl starts with an M.
Okay.
Okay.
So should I tell her, if you're thinking about naming the baby something that starts with M, can we have a conversation?
Okay. This is what I think.
Yes.
I think that you need to play the odds on this one because 99.9% of the things that we worry are going to happen will never happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank God.
So I know. So I think what you do is you, my worry is that if you say, please don't name the baby Marigold.
Yeah.
It's going to incept her into loving the name Marigold.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
So instead, I think what you do is you take a document, you write down, I, Kathleen, I don't know your last name, Bitterman.
I don't know my last name.
Bitterman.
Barrymore, whatever.
Bitterman
it's
Barrymore.
A touchy subject.
Yep.
I haven't changed it after getting married.
Right. So anyway, whatever your last name is, I, Kathleen, whatever. On this date, February 7th, 2018, do hereby state that I intend to name my baby Marigold if she is a baby. Have it notarized, sign it, seal it.
Okay.
Okay. So then, if, heaven forbid, this woman name her baby Marigold, then you can be like, oh my God, that's so funny. That's what I want to name my baby too. See, this is dated before you named yours, so it's proof that I wanted mine named that in case she gets mad at you.
Totally. That's less crazy.
You're totally less crazy. You have proof that you wanted to name your baby this, but I think that you don't bring it up because I think it's going to put that idea in her head and you may end up f***ing yourself over.
So in this world, you want for her to still be in the hospital meeting her niece, and you pull out a document, like a scroll type, probably with a wax seal, if I know you well, and I think I do.
Obviously.
Right. Saying, no.
Okay. Okay.
There's no way that...
No, you don't say no. You bless her. Bless up. Bless her. Like, congratulations, you have a baby named Marigold.
We have two, but then we have two Marigolds in the family.
But would you be okay with that, is the thing.
Would you be okay with that?
Because if you're not, you can't do it that way.
No, because our kids are going to have the same last name.
So then you can't risk that at all.
I think you can.
Because what if they look alike because they have similar bloodlines and then one goes to jail and then the other one can never get a job because the other one's
there's
in jail
always
with the same name.
You know what? Them's the breaks. People have the same name all the time.
That's true. People do have the same name all the time.
But if it's going to bother you, I don't think you can let that potentially happen, because all having that scroll is going to do is give you credit for having it first, but you're still going to have a niece with the same name.
But at least it's going to make it so that the other mother isn't mad at you for, in theory, stealing her baby name.
So this is what happened.
So it's proof
to
it's
them proof. Last time, my niece Audrey, they were going to name her Lucy.
Uh-huh.
And then 3 weeks before Audrey was born, their friends had a baby and named the baby Lucy.
No.
And then they couldn't name the baby what they wanted to name the baby.
I think that that is the fundamental difference in beliefs here, is I think that actually it would be very cool if these two people had the same name.
Hi, I'm Marigold. Here's my cousin Marigold.
Yeah. And maybe your Marigold has a different nickname, or maybe it pisses them off so much that they use Marigold's middle name or give Marigold a different first name or like a nickname.
If that, I have no thought on that, but if it doesn't bother you, then it doesn't bother you. If it does.
See, my other sister-in-law, I have two sister-in-laws. The other one called the name Caroline.
Caroline.
But nobody was pregnant. So I think we were drinking at family dinner and she put her fist down on the table and she said, I'm just going to put it out there right now. I love the name Caroline. Nobody can use it.
Yeah. My sister has Daveney already.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I bet this is like a very widespread problem among friends and family.
I have mine, but I'm not going to say it because...
You can't say it.
Wait, so you do not want your baby to have the same name as this other baby?
No.
I think then you need to have a sly conversation with the mom and say, hey, by any chance, do you know what you're going to name your baby yet?
Smart.
And then she's like, oh my God, yeah, but I don't tell you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say...
That's exactly what she's going to say.
And then you're going to say, okay, this is going to sound nuts.
Yeah.
But you know me. I have a name I have my heart set on and I'm terrified you're going to choose it. Make it a joke. Be like, this is about me and how crazy I am, even though you're not crazy because I'd be the same way.
No, I'm sort of crazy.
Well, sorry. Don't worry about it. No, it's cool. Don't worry about it. But call me crazy, but like, I'm really worried because I'm like in love with this one name I want to name my baby.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be like, what's the name? And then you're going to be like, I'm afraid to tell you.
Just start with the letter.
Does it start with an M?
Yeah.
Make it a game. Make it a funny thing.
Do you have a name picked out? Does it start with an M? If it does, then we have to have a conversation. If it doesn't, end a story.
Yeah. It's a step by step.
Because I've been planning this and I know that it sounds nuts, but I'm so in love with his name and I've created this whole world for her.
Guys, I already have an Instagram account.
Do you really?
Kathleen just said the most Kathleen thing I've ever heard Kathleen say.
So that's what you, first of
you've
all.
You've out Kathleen
I can't believe I admitted that. I'm so embarrassed.
Good job for getting the Instagram account in case they have the
that's
same
binding.
Name.
I know.
That's binding.
Actually, I think that legally gives me the rights to the name of the baby.
Yeah.
I told, this is what I'm saying.
Can you buy the .com?
I should.
You should. You
should.
Have to.
I should.
Yeah.
Make it a fun conversation.
I should present her with all of these documents and say, I'm sorry, you cannot name the baby in this name.
Also, please post one picture on the Instagram account that's just a slide saying, coming soon, 2018, or something.
I think in the bio I have, I am not born yet.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think approach this as though you would, as if you would approach a fight using I statements, not you statements, and making it about yourself.
Okay, thank you. That's very good advice. We're going to go see 50 Shades of Grey this weekend together.
That's the right setting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
speaking of sex, that's how you start.
Yeah. I think that's perfect.
Awesome.
Do you think Anastasia uses birth control? Because I plan on not soon, and I'm going to have a baby.
And you're having a baby.
Your funny thing about you, already having one.
I just see her with little note cards.
And another thing.
Also,
or like in Love Actually, you show up to her house with a boombox and a bunch of cards. You're like, shh, don't say anything.
Shh, just go open the door.
Tell him there are carolers. Okay, I know you're pregnant. And I'm happy for you. Tell him they're carols.
Wait, what song would be playing in the background? I'm trying to figure out what. Valentine's Day is coming up, so like maybe a Mariah Carey song, Dream Lover.
Or Butterfly.
This has to be something off that album.
Tell me a butterfly. Here comes a butterfly.
Honey, who's at the door?
It's carolers.
Shut your stupid face.
Tell her it's carolers.
Just Girl Scouts.
I love how real this has gotten, and I love that I'm emotionally involved. Now I think I'm going to have a problem if it turns out she has the same name. You've involved us. And by us, I mean everyone listening right now. You have a small mob.
When are you going to 50 Shades of Grey?
On Saturday.
Do you want us to be there?
Mm-hmm.
But not as us. Like, I have many wigs. Like, just to be there in case it goes south, and then we can just start cutting. Yeah.
I don't have any wigs, but once I wax my mustache, I look very different.
I mean,
I still have to do that.
Unrecognizable.
It might be a good idea. So if she starts to yell at me, I say, don't worry, I have my therapists on hand.
And then we stand up and we're like, that's us.
And then,
That's the only thing I'm going to say the whole time.
I'm really good at two things.
Yeah.
One, wearing many hats.
At the same time.
Like, I look good in a lot of different kind of hats.
Yeah.
And the other one is inserting myself into other people's problems.
And when those things combine.
Oh my God. Give me a cloche and a banter and I am all about it.
A pot to stir.
Yeah, exactly.
I think my only strength that could be used here is fake falls. I'm very good at is that woman okay? Like, I'm fine, people. But I just do that. So if a serious distraction needs to be made because someone has to make a run for it.
Yeah, Sam is in charge of pratfalls.
Yeah.
And I am in charge of mediating this dispute. Let me see if I have plans Saturday night. Oh, nope, I don't. Okay, perfect.
We're going to need her cell phone number.
Okay.
Cool.
What's her name?
Bronwyn.
Got it.
That's beautiful.
I know she's Welsh.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I wish my name was Bronwyn.
I suddenly feel defensive.
I know.
Is that her name?
Is she willowy?
She's like the nicest person ever.
That's fine.
Well, I've had to cut nicer.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to just name my baby Katniss Everdeen.
No, because you loved Marigold.
A fair plan, too.
Okay, I'm sure other people have had this problem. If this is speaking to you, or maybe if you came up with a creative solution with your sister, your best friend, whatever, let me know on Twitter, @AcquiredPodcast.
I'm just happy no one wants my name. No one will ever.
If you drew up documents, if you could just send me the template to those documents, that would be really helpful.
Some type of PowerPoint.
Or if you think you've secretly found Kathleen's baby's Instagram.
That's right.
Let us know.
Wait, do I
Detective
follow? Oh my goodness!
Hats.
Do I follow
We're
my own Instagram?
We're going on an adventure to find an Instagram of a baby.
I think I have an email address for.
Is it under Neil's last name or your last name or Barrymore?
The last name is not included in the.
Does it have a 401k yet?
Handle. You know it does.
All right.
Wait, we have something very important to, we have to, I'm lost in our wonderland. That is the podcast today.
Yeah.
But we have a topic that we want to hit on Sunday. So if you are attending the podcast, you need to tweet us your thoughts on this because we want to maybe kind of include you. And even if you're not going to be there on Sunday, mm-hmm. tweet us your information on this anyway because we can use you. We'll shout you out. You could still be a part of this.
Yes.
Okay. So it is... What is the following I'm going to say henceforth soon to be? That was Shakespearean. But first, we have a word from a friend who believes in us very much, and we believe in very much because Bethany's been addicted to them for a long time.
You guys, first of all, these are our partners. This is our sponsor, and the fact that we have them means we can do stuff. So we are talking about our partner, and they are Latote.
Yay!
Can I actually tell you I'm wearing two Latotes today?
Not surprised.
Shirt is from Latote. These earrings are from Latote.
I love Latote.
Uh-huh. And Dos Latotes and Danielle on The Big Show actually saw the shirt I'm wearing today and went to Latote.com and bought the same shirt.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, Latote is this really kick-ass clothing rental company, and I just love that idea of being able to keep your closet rotating and keeping it fresh and updated. And sometimes you change sizes and it's very convenient.
And if you love something that you rented, you just buy it for a super reduced price.
That's amazing.
And then you get to keep it.
Do you know Bethany bought me earrings from Latote once because I wouldn't stop complimenting it. So she got another pair.
Oh my God, how funny.
At a reduced price.
I loved it.
So with Latote, you can rent up to $300 worth of clothing and all of our favorite brands like BCBG, Rebecca Minkoff, Nike, and it's all for one low monthly fee.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so join us in this clan that we have started. Go to Latote.com, that's Latote.com, to get started for as low as $59 a month. And if you enter promo code Elvis at checkout, you get 50% off your first month, which is awesome.
That's half.
That's, for those of you not good at math,
half.
That's half. Once you sign up, you'll receive your completely customized tote within days. Just wear what you want and return everything in the mail when you're done. It is that easy. Again, go to Latote.com, enter your code Elvis, and always have something new to wear with fashion delivered right to your door.
Ooh, I love new.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Latote.
Oh, and this is, I mean, we're even, they're not, this isn't even the commercial anymore, but like their shipping is really fast too.
Oh, bonus.
Like you, like as soon as you're like, I'm done with this rotation of clothing, they like are ready to send out your next thing. Like they don't even wait for it to arrive back at their warehouse. They're like, oh, we trust you more.
I just want to rent my whole life.
You should.
Mm-hmm. I've been a lot of my life.
I'm going to restart with Latote.com.
Can you rent a husband?
Okay. Let's get back on track.
Sorry, I still want to talk about more things.
I know. We have a lifetime of podcasting ahead of us.
I have a pair of denim coming from them.
Would you stop?
Patches.
Oh my goodness.
Keyword, patches.
So wait, let's get back on track.
Sorry.
Yes. Okay. So for the topic for Sunday, it is Valentine's Day coming up, which means it's also Galentine's Day coming up,
yep.
which means it's also the anti-love holiday.
Yeah.
AKA something for everyone.
Hey, jazz hands.
So we want to know, do you have a horrible happening from a date or a relationship? Having said that, keep it positive.
Yeah. Like, when did you know it was going to fail?
Yeah, when did you know it was over?
Yeah, and not like he wiped out all my life savings.
I know someone that happened to.
Right. It happens, but maybe not funny for like a podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe
keep
more
lols. Yeah.
Do you know what my favorite dating stories are? And I would love to hear these from people. Bad Tinder dates.
Yep.
Or the really gross things that guys have said to you on dating apps.
Oh, that's a whole other podcast in itself.
I find that fascinating and hilarious.
Yeah, so tweet us, especially as Sam said, if you're going to be at the live event because we might come out and talk to you.
Yeah, at Acquired Podcast. Tweet it. We want to call you out. I'm also heads up to the two of you and everyone else listening, I guess. I will be calling out a listener who insulted herself on our Twitter. I'm going to bring the our jar of lies, and she will be giving $1 to the cause.
Good.
Which will donate eventually.
Yes. Good.
But, you know.
We're not going to publicly shame her, but we're going to publicly love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to shame her.
Like, I love how you tried to defend what I'm doing. Maybe what I'm doing something is wrong. We'll revisit this.
Honestly, next week for me is all about Valentine's Day. I do not care about Valentine's Day.
Yay, good. We're actually doing something on Valentine's Day, but for the gals with Little Words Project, which is awesome. We're going to go, I still don't know what it is. It's part of a surprise, but we're obsessed with them, and they're also going to be at the event.
Yeah.
But we're going right after work on Valentine's Day to like make bracelets?
Yes, sure thing. If you haven't yet peeped us on Instagram, we're going to be posting about Little Words Project because they have the coolest, cutest stuff ever, and we've been invited to go to lunch with them.
Bethany's eyes are scanning the room.
Yes, we are doing that.
Yes, we are. You were part of the conversation.
Where, you guys?
I'm sorry, where were you?
Will you make sure I show up on Sunday?
Yes.
Because I am real worried.
You have to look
on
your face.
She's going to be in like a tub, a bubble bath with that fancy hat. Like totally. I think I had an event today.
It's absolutely on my calendar.
There you go.
There you go. Great. And again, like I know that we're talking a lot about this live event. I don't want you to feel like you're being left out if you're not coming. Because A, you're not left out. It's one thing we're doing and we're absolutely going to fill you in. And we're going to hopefully have the recording, like I said. But we also plan on doing more. And also this here podcast, which recorded, which you are listening to right now, is still what we love. And so we're not going to be like throwing really amazing things out at a live event and then screwing you over here.
Oh,
this is still
no.
home base and we still love you.
Yeah. And again, ideally, unless one of the cords gets chewed through by me or a critter, this is going to just be a podcast. The only difference is you're not sitting there. Unfortunately, you can't, like, I won't be spitting on you.
No, Sam gets
nervous. Not intentionally, by the way. That sounded really rude.
She spits and she gnaws.
I spit when I talk.
She gets feral.
What if a tornado rips through New York City, heads over the Hudson, rips through the restaurant? What are we going to do then?
I'd say releasing the podcast is the least of our issues.
Grab some boogie boards and invite all of our listeners to surf
the
Sharknado.
The bar.
I mean, I got to find someone to make out with.
Fair. Oh, we're going to be the closest ones.
Yes.
Ooh, hopefully Ian Ziering will be there.
Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering. Shame on me.
So upset. Should we not only go around and say what we learned this week, what if we did that on Sunday as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Tweet us what you learned this week. Keep everything short and sweet. Maybe we'll all do this together as a family. Again, whether you're going to be there Sunday or not, let's just share what we've all learned this week.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't learned anything, pick up a bottle of Snapple on the way.
Yeah.
Read the inside of the cap.
There you go.
That's how I get by on most things in life.
I love that.
Can I start with what I learned this week?
Yeah.
AKA buying you both some time.
Yeah.
To think about things you learned this week.
How did you know?
I know, I got it. There is this wonderful episode of Black Mirror. So I actually have not watched more than maybe two episodes of all of the seasons of Black Mirror.
Really?
Really.
Because it is so up your alley. It's such a good show on Netflix.
It's pretty great. But I did watch the episode from the most recent season called USS Callister. And it is so good. It is a direct ripoff of the original Star Trek. It was.
Oh, I know what episode you're talking about. It is so good.
It's really, really good. And it was clearly done lovingly by whoever directed it, wrote it, whatever, really loved Star Trek because they really nail so much of it. Mm-hmm. But you think you keep knowing what is going to resolve itself and what's going to happen and you keep being wrong. It's really entertaining as well as unnerving, but very funny. And all of the actors in it are so good.
Yeah.
Especially the woman who plays like the sort of Uhura character, i.e. the token black woman who's the communications expert.
Uh-huh.
That actress is so funny. It's less creepy and more just really entertaining. And like, oh yeah, that could happen.
Okay.
So it's Black Mirror season, whatever the most recent season is for, maybe?
Yeah, it just got released on Netflix in December.
Yep, episode one, USS Callister. It's so good.
Wait, it's sort of funny how Star Trek has so many tributaries in modern pop culture. Mm-hmm. There's a movie out right now with Dakota Fanning she's like a sort of like a nerdy girl who writes this amazing Star Trek script, and it's about her journey to LA to submit it to a Star Trek script contest.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what the name of the movie is. I saw the trailer and before another movie. If you just IMDb Dakota Fanning, it'll come up.
Interesting.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
It's a clan thing.
Sam, what'd you learn this week?
Every once in a while, it is necessary to take your perspective out of your own perspective and look at a situation as if you were someone else. Mm. Two places where this is super useful, if it's looking at a family member, Try okay. not to be the family member. Just look at them as a person rather than mom, sister, dad, whatever. And when you're upset about a certain something in your own life, because it's easier to be upset about something when you're in your own shoes than when you look at it. For example, Bethany, you had a great example of this on The Big Show this week. Skeery was saying how he doesn't think his life's interesting enough for a book, and you brought it to his attention. Like, you are living your dream in your own city, that you're one of the most fascinating people ever, but you don't know it because you're you.
Yeah, it's boring to you because it's your life.
Right. Right. So it's that kind of premise. But what made me first think of it was, we make fun of my mom for, well, we already did it on this podcast, but we make fun of her for being a little kooky, a little bit nutty. And she recently started practicing Reiki. Like, she's having classes and everything, which
remind me again what Reiki is.
That's the thing. I need to do my own research, but it's dealing with energies and
is it martial arts?
No.
It's like a heal. It's more of a healing practice.
It's a healing energy practice. Yeah. So she's also gotten more into meditation alongside with that. And we make fun of her because she'll just be sitting, like, meditating while she looks exactly like Rafiki from Lion King.
Yeah.
She sees every stereotype of what someone is. So we tease her about that afterwards, just all in good fun. My cousin's baby, who's 4 months old, was really, 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 really cryy one day last week. And we went to visit her. And my mom's like, I'm going to meditate with her. And we're like, oh, Michelle's got it. She's going to be fine. Son of a bitch. My mom was sitting there holding her, breathing with the baby against her chest, meditating. The baby stopped effing crying.
No way.
It's amazing.
And was fine the whole time my mom was holding her. And
that's
I
incredible.
Made fun of her because she's my mom. But if she was someone else, I think I'd find that even more amazing than I find that right now.
You'd find her magical.
Holy crap. She actually is Rafiki.
Yeah.
She is Rafiki.
That's awesome.
That was really cool to see.
She's a human being, not just your mom.
Go figure. Yeah. I've always been told that. I've never believed it.
But it's hard when they're your family. That's awesome. I love that.
So that's what I learned this week.
What about you, Kathleen?
Yourself.
Mine's also about watching TV, my favorite hobby ever. If you're looking for a good movie to see and that's free, head over to your Amazon Prime subscription, because there's a movie out right now called Landline.
Okay.
And it's starring that actress from Obvious Child, and I always forget her name.
Jenny Slate.
Oh, Jenny Slate. Yes. She's dating, not Chris Pine. Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. Yeah. Captain America.
Yeah. Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Oh, right. Pine is the one with the square-er face
Chris
and the deep blue eyes.
Hemsworth. Kris Jenner, one of the Chrises. She's the star of the movie, or one of the stars, rather. And it is just such a feel-good movie about your family.
Awesome.
I like that.
Awesome. Cool. I love that. And also, the movie that you were talking about with Dakota Fanning is Please Stand By.
Yes!
And Toni Collette is in it.
Yes!
Amazing.
It looks great.
It looks awesome.
Rent that one, too. Never leave your house. Just watch movies.
Thank you so much for listening. Please, please, we haven't asked you to do this for a while, but if you haven't yet, please go on iTunes, rate us, review, and subscribe. That just really helps push us up in the ranking so more people can find us. And then that just helps us grow and be able to provide more. So we would really appreciate it if you would do that.
Yes.
It would help a lot. And
can't wait for Hugs on Sunday.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk all about Sunday on our next Tuesday.
Yes.
And see our taste buds.
Yes, our acquired taste buds.
Is that indulgent that we have a fan army name?
At least we didn't name it.
No, someone else did.
Yeah, Nate was brilliant. He gave us the nickname.
I'm embarrassed.
I think it's pretty cute.
A lot of things to be embarrassed about.
Okay.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
I'm keeping this.
Okay.